This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We continue in Masechta Chagiga. Tonight's Daf is Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. The Gemara said on Yudzayin Amud Aleph, the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Oshia, that Shavuos has a makeup of 7 days. Even though the Yom Tov proper is only 1 day, nevertheless you have 7 days to make up its karbanos. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Tzara Shechalios Erev Shabbos, if Shavuos comes out on Friday, B'Shama Yoimrim, B'Shama says Yom Tovayach Achar HaShabbos, the day of Shechita for the karbanos of Yom Tov is Sunday. U'Beis Hillel Oimrim, Beis Hillel says, Ein Lo Yom Tovayach, there is no day of Shechita. What does that mean, there's no day of Shechita? My love, Ein Lo Yom Tovayach Klal, does it not mean there's no makeup at all? In other words, if you don't Shecht it on Friday, there's no makeup. So this is against Rabbi Oshia. This is against the teaching of Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Oshia. Rashi says, if you're not makriv on Yom Tov, there's no more makeup. So isn't it not that there's no shechita at all? So the Marsha asks, and the Torah Yevin asks as well, how could the Gemara have a havamina that according to Beis Hillel there's no makeup? But the Mishnah says that everyone agrees that if it comes out on Shabbos, the Yom Tovayach is Sunday. So obviously, even Beis Hillel agrees, there is a makeup. So how could anyone think that if Yom Tov comes out on Friday, there's no makeup? So the Turei Evin answers, and the Marsha also gives this answer in his second answer, that I would have thought that there's only 1 day of makeup. So if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, you can make it up on Sunday. But if it comes out on Friday, you would have to make it up on Shabbos. And if Shabbos, it cannot be made up. And therefore, you would not. I would think you would not push it off 2 days. Or, the Marsha says in his first answer, that I would think that maybe there's only makeup if there's no option. For example, if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, so there's a makeup on Sunday. But if Shavuos comes out on Friday, I would think there's no makeup. So the Pashup Shad is, my love, Ein Lo Yom Tovayach Klal. Is it not that there's no day of makeup at all? Loi, no. She'enot Tzricha Yom Tovayach. It doesn't need a day of makeup. What does it mean it doesn't need a day of makeup? That you could be makriv the carbon on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, that's a chiddush, that Beis Hillel says you could bring karbanos on Yom Tov. Amai kamash malon. What was the chiddush? The makarvina bi'oimei. That you could be makriv the carbon on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, that's not a chiddush. Ha'efligi b'chad azimna. Beis Hillel already argued about this, whether you could bring karbanos on Yom Tov. The Tanan, Beis Shammai Yomrim Mavien Shlamim. Beis Shammai says you could bring karbanos Shlamim. Vein Soimchen Aleim, you can't do smicha, v'loi oilois, you can't bring a karban oilo. Beis Hillel Oimrim Mavien Shlamim v'oilois. Beis Hillel says you could bring a Shlamim and an oilo, v'soimchen Aleim. And you could do smicha. So we already know Beis Hillel says you could bring karbanos on Yom Tov. Why would I need our Mishnah to say that if Yom Tov comes out on Friday, you could bring the carbon on that day, and you don't need a makeup day. Says Gemara Tzricha, Di Ashminam Baha, if it would say only that case, a regular case where Yom Tov came out on the week, Baha Ka Amri Beis Shammai, maybe only then Beis Shammai says you can't bring it on that day, because if you can't bring it on, let's say Tuesday, so you bring it on Wednesday, Mishum de Ef Shalomachar, you could always bring it the next day. Aval Hacha. But in our case where Shavuos is Friday, where Shabbos is not an option, Ema Moedil Hul Beis Hillel, I might say Beis Shammai would agree to Beis Hillel that you could be makrivit on Shabbos. Excuse me, they can makrivit on Friday. Maybe Beis Shammai only says, don't bring a carbon on Yom Tov on Tuesday because you bring it tomorrow on Wednesday. But if let's say Shavuos is Friday, where Shabbos is not an option, I might think he's Moedit Beis Hillel. V'yashin and Baha, and if it would just say the case where Shavuos came out on Friday, maybe only then Beis Hillel says you could be makrativ on Yom Tov Baha Ka'amri Beis Hillel Misham Deloyev Shalomachar, because it's not possible on Shabbos. Avo Baha, but if let's say Shavuos comes out on Tuesday, Ema Moedil Beis Shammai, I would think he's Moedit Beis Shammai. So Tzricha, therefore I need both cases. Okay, Tashma, come in here. Mishalei Chag, Shiva Simei HaPesach. someone who did not celebrate the 7 days of Pesach, Ushmaina Simei HaChag, or the 8 days of Sukkot, V'yam Tov HaRishon Shel Atzeres, or the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Shuv Einoi Choygeg, does not celebrate it anymore. My love, does it not mean Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that if somebody did not bring the Karbonos of Shavuos, then he doesn't bring it anymore? Doesn't it mean that? Meaning that you don't have a makeup? That if you didn't bring the carbon on Shavuos, there's no way to make it up? Says Gemara, no. What it means is someone who did not celebrate the Yom Tevoyach of Shavuos, you cannot make it up. Now, the Rashash explains that it's not that we didn't, it's not that we're changing the meaning of Yom Tov to Yom Tevoyach, but perhaps we're saying that the acronym Yud Vav Tes stands for Yom Tevoyach. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then we should have a proof that you can only make it up one day, because it says if someone misses the makeup date that day, you can't shecht anymore. That implies there's only one day to make it up. Ihachi Nivshad Mina. If so, we should be able to prove from here Dechad Yom Tevoyach, that there's only one day of Shechita. Says Gemara, no, Ema Yimei Tevoyach, if you miss the days of Shechita. Tashma, the Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabba Bar Shmuel taught, Amra Torah, the Torah says, Mane Yomim, count 30 days of Kadesh Chodesh, and sanctify the new month. Mane Yomim, count days of Kadesh Atzeres, count 50 days and sanctify Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Lemenuyav, just like Rosh Chodesh. The Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is a component, is an entity of what makes up the month, namely days. Hence, Rosh Chodesh is a day, since what you're counting to make Rosh Chodesh are days. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh has a sanctity of a day. Af Atzeres Lemenuyah, so too Shavuos. The sanctity of Shavuos is what you're counting, and just like you're counting days, the sanctity of Shavuos would only be one day. Hence, is the kasha on Rav Oshia that you only have what this seems to indicate. You only have one day to make up karbanos. My love, gamar mechodesh. Does it not mean we learn out from Rosh Chodesh? Ma chodesh yom echad. Just like Rosh Chodesh is one day, afat saras yom echad. So too Shavuos is one day. Amar Rava. Rava said, v'tizbara. Is this logical? Do you only count days for Shavuos? Atu atzeres yomei maninan shvui loy maninan. Shavuos, do we only count days and we don't count weeks? V'amar Abaye, but Abaye said, mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, there's a mitzvah to count days, t'chsev tisper chamishim yom. U'mitzvah l'mimnei shvui, it's a mitzvah to count weeks, t'chsev shiva shavuos tisper alach. 7 weeks, you should count. V'oid, furthermore, what does that mean, furthermore? Because the Raja explains, well, if it's a mitzvah to count days and weeks, why don't we utilize the principle that we said earlier of tafasta meruba loy tafasta, and we should learn out that the ikar counting is days, and Shavuos should only be of days. So, v'oid, another substantiation that no, Shavuos is weeks, it's called Chag Shavuos, the festival of weeks, and therefore its sanctity is a sanctity of weeks. So if anything, this supports what Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Oshia. Says the Gemara, another makar that you have a week to make up the karbanos of Shavuos. Debei Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Tana in the house of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, we taught Amar Kra. The pasuk says, Ukarasem, and you will proclaim a convocation, Uvekotzruchem, and you'll harvest. Now this is said in reference to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Ezehu Chag Sha'ata Koire, what Yom Tov do you read? Do you call a proclamation a convocation? V'koytzer and harvest. By which Yom Tov do you call a convocation and harvest? Hava Oimer, I would say Zechag Atzeres. It's a Yom Tov both of a convocation and we could harvest. Now, when do we harvest on Shavuos? Amar Amas, when are you harvesting? Ilema b'Yom Tov, you're going to harvest on Yom Tov. Ktsira b'Yom Tov Mishari, you're not going to harvest on Yom Tov. Ketzira, Tchina, Tseida, Schita, Betzira, even though they're Melechas Oichal Nefesh, they're Asur Midrabanan. Now, this is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah that it's an Isser Drabanan. Many Poskim argue and they hold that Melech, these above mentioned Melechas Avoida are Asur Min HaTorah even by Ochel Nefesh. But, and the reason is the Torah only mattered Ochel Nefesh, what is typically done to do on that day. But be it as it may, the explanation and the position that these are Yisrei Dairaisa would explain why the Pasuk cannot be referring to Ketzira on Yom Tov, if you hold Ketzira is Asar Medairaisa. But be it as it may, the Gemara is saying that the Ketzira that we're allowing here must be on Shavuos. Ezehu Chag Sha'ata Koyre V'Koytzer Bay, which Yom Tov are you reaping and calling a convocation? Have Amr Zechag Atzeres. Now, it's not Shavuos proper, it's the next day. And yet it's called Yom Tov. Amos, Ilema, B'Yom Tov, Ketzir, B'Yom Tov, Mishari, Ela, Lavla, Tashlum, it's going on the makeup days. And it's calling it a Mikra Kodesh. How is it a Mikra Kodesh? You're allowed to do Malacha. It must be it's a Mikra Kodesh because you could bring Karbanos of Tashlumin. So that's a Raya that there's Tashlumin for Shavuos. So we have two sources of Tashlumin L'Shavuos. One, there's a Hekesh between Pesach and Shavuos. And two, Shavuos is clearly given a day of Tashlumin. Says Gemara, V'yafa gav de marriage Rabbi Lezer Amar Rabbi Oishia. Even though Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Oishia gave a source that there is makeup for Shavuos, it's Tzrich Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. We still need the second source of Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. If we would just have the source of the Hekish between Shavuos and Pesach Hava Amina, I would have thought, Ma Tashumim Shel Chag HaMatzos Asur Ba'Asiyas Malacha, just like the days that you can make up the Karbanos of Pesach, you're now to do Malacha, Av Tashlumei Atzeres, so to the makeup of Shavuos, Nami Asur Ba'Asiyas Malacha, also you're now to do Malacha. So if you're making a Hekish between Shavuos and Pesach, I would think the makeup days of Shavuos, you now do Malacha. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov, that no, even though it's called a Mikra Kodesh, you're allowed to do Ketzira. V'imid Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov, and if we just had Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov, I wouldn't know how many days of makeup you have. Lo yadana kama, I wouldn't know how many days. Kamash Malan, so the Chiddush is Rav Lezer Amar Rav Oishia, that in fact, you have 7 days to make it up. Okay, Berzus Hashem. Next week we'll learn another makar, the makar of Reish Lakish. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.